Now, thinking that perhaps Bumblers also had nightmares, he tried even harder to touch Oi's mind. There was nothing at first, then a deep, blurred image. Eyes looking out of the darkness, of something that might have been a Billy Bumbler in a sack.
"Shh,"
he whispered into Oi's ear, putting his arms around him. "Don't wake him, they need their sleep."
"Sleep,"
Oi said, very low.
"You just had a bad dream,"
Jake whispered.
"Sometimes I have them too, they're not real. Nobody's got you in a bag. Go back to sleep."
"Sleep."
Oi put his snout on his right forepaw.
"Oi, be quiet."
That's right, Jake thought at him. "Oi, be quiet." The gold-ringed eyes, still looking troubled, remained open a bit longer. Then Oi winked at Jake with one and closed both. A moment later, the Bumbler was asleep again. Somewhere close by, one of his kind had died. But dying was the way of the world. It was a hard world, and always had been. Oi dreamed of being with Jake beneath the great orange orb of the peddler's moon. Jake, also sleeping, picked it up by touch, and they dreamed of old cheap rover man's moon together.
"Oi, who died?"
asked Jake beneath the peddler's one-eyed, knowing wink. "Oi," said his friend.
"Dela."
"Many." Beneath the old cheap man's empty orange stare, Oi said no more. Had, in fact, found a dream within his dream, and here also Jake went with him. This dream was better. In it, the two of them were playing together in bright sunshine.